This is 5 minutes to change your life. My name is Joanne Mallon. I'm an author and coach. I love helping people make wee changes that make a massive difference in their lives. Give me 5 minutes of your time today. Just might change your life. Hey, what about you? Welcome to the fifth and final episode in our mini-series for Stress Awareness Month. So we've almost completed our magical mystery tour now, and I hope you're starting to feel like you've got a bit more of a handle on the stress in your life right now. I'm so glad that we've taken this time to do a deep dive into it, because make no mistake, stress can be literally life-threatening. This is not an exaggeration. There's loads of research into this, and it's been proved time and time again that stress affects every part of our minds and our bodies. I mean, even your hair, your gums, your heart can make you more susceptible to everything from the common cold to depression to cancer. So for the sake of all of our mental health, physical health, we owe it to ourselves to be more aware of stress and the role that it plays in our lives. Now, in the previous episodes, I've talked about some nice and easy things you can do that will definitely help when it comes to stress. So do go back and have a listen if you missed those episodes. You can or just listen to them again. So with the previous things we've talked about, the thing that they had in common is that they were more about engaging with yourself. They're all things you could do by yourself. Today, I want to encourage you to engage with the wider world a wee bit more. So I'm just going to tell you about a few things today that if you do them, they'll definitely help. Now, if you don't do them, obviously, they'll be no good at all. And I just want to ask you to pick one of these things, maybe something from today or a previous episode, and just commit to doing it for the next week. I know I gave you a challenge a few episodes back to do something for 30 days, but sure, let's make it easier this time. And we'll just go for a week and see how you get on from there. Now, first up, I want to mention something that you could do by yourself. You could do it with a friend. It's very simply to be outside in nature in some way. So walk in the park, go and hug your nearest tree, whatever green space is available to you, just go there. Something I've started doing now that the weather's picked up a bit more. I start my working day not by going to my desk, but by going outside. I just step outside my back door and take in the world. Hopefully if the sun's shining, it'll be nice. But if it's a rotten day, just might look outside, check out the rain. Actually, looking at the sky, that's another fantastic de-stressor. It's always an incredibly calming thing to do. It just kind of takes you into the bigger picture of where you are now. And it's quite hypnotic to follow the clouds, and just it's an all-round good, quick, easy way to get calmer, simply to stare at the sky. Taking a wee tiny pause like that, even for a few seconds, really shifts your energy. And from there, it will shift your whole day. There's loads of really interesting solid science on this about how being outside in nature reduces our stress hormones, makes us feel calmer. And if you're in a very urban environment and you don't have easy access to a garden or a green space, you can always bring nature to you. Maybe put a plant on your desk or wherever you spend your day. A few nice stones or conkers or leaves that you've gathered on your walks, put them where they'll remind you to connect with nature more. A couple of other things that'll also help to make you feel less stressed. Now, the first is music. Music is so magical, and particularly the magic kicks in when we choose music that we associate with a happy time in our lives. So anything that lifts your soul, that you actively enjoy and will look forward to listening to, make music part of your daily life. Sing in the shower, put the radio on when you're making the dinner, listen to your favourite band when you're getting ready in the morning. Just lean into the magical de-stressing potential of music, and it will wrap you up and reward you again and again. And the final thing that I wanted to mention that I can tell you is 100% guaranteed to help you deal with stress is physical contact. Now, if you've got a pet, you're ahead of the game here, so go and give your pet some attention right now, because physical contact, whether it's with animals or people, doesn't really matter which, but it will lower your stress hormones really well. So just, you know, stroke your cat, your dog, your snake, whatever. Give somebody a hug. Allow somebody to hug you. Now, bear in mind that not everybody's a hugger. You obviously have to be extremely mindful of other people's boundaries on this one. But if you have someone or something in your life who's up for it, then human or animal touch, physical connection with another living human being will definitely benefit both of you. Or you might prefer to hug a tree. That works too. Okay, so what will you do from today to help you manage the stress in your life? Will you go for a walk? Will you listen to some music? Stare at the sky? Wee bit of yoga, meditation, singing in the shower? Whatever you do, I'd say it's probably going to be easier to put that as close to the start of your day as possible. Because then you choose the vibe with which you're going to step out into the rest of your day. Stress will always find you, but you can choose to meet it with a calmer energy. And actually, if you want to go deeper into the subject of how to become calmer, it's a whole other conversation, isn't it? You can, of course, check out my most recent book, which was called How to Find Calm in 5 Minutes a Day. And I will put a link to that in the show notes. So thank you very much for listening to these episodes on stress for Stress Awareness Month. Next month, I'm going to be taking a closer look at the topic of confidence. It's not even a special month for confidence. I'm just doing it for funsies. But join me for that. It'll be coming up soon. And of course, it would be lovely if you could leave a rating or a review or just get in touch, because I always love to hear from you. I'll speak to you soon.